Lethally Blonde by Kate White. To Laura, wonderful friend and fabulous blonde. Chapter 1. It all started with a coincidence. Not one of those totally creepy coincidences that make you feel as if someone has just walked across your grave. In fact, later, I could see that the phone call I got that late summer night wasn't all that unexpected, but at the time, it made me catch my breath. And, of course, it was the start of everything horrible that happened. I'd decided to stop by the office that day, something I rarely do on Tuesdays. It was crazy hot for the middle of September, and it would have been nice to just hang on the brick terrace of my apartment in Greenwich Village, chugging a few iced teas. But a new deputy editor had started recently, Valerie Crow, a hyper-edgy chick who left you overwhelmed with an urge to shoot a tranquilizer dart into her ass, and I thought it would be smart to give her some face time. My copy goes through the executive editor, but it's one of the deputy editors who assigns me most of my stories and often suggests leads for me to follow up on. Since Tuesday is the day after closing, I knew she'd probably have a few minutes to spare. Most of the staff never even gets in before noon that day. My name is Bailey Weggins, and I'm a reporter for Buzz, one of the weekly celebrity gossip magazines that have become like crack cocaine for women under 35 these days. Unlike most of the staff, I don't cover the botched marriages and bulimic ordeals of the stars. Instead, I report on celebrity crime, like when an A-lister hurls a phone at a hotel desk clerk or hires a hitman to shoot his wife. It's not something I'd ever imagined myself doing.